97.3, fourth one.
Cast your mind back to, I think it was about 18 months ago, there was a couple that were all over the papers because they'd won the Euro Millions. Now, it's not the couple from Largs that won a huge amount of money, but it's another couple called Adrian and Gillian Byford. And last year, they won £148 million on the Euro Millions.
That's a lot of money.
Yesterday, they announced they were splitting up.
Oh.
There's an interesting one, eh?
Ooh.
Now, let's just assume that that they're splitting the money right down the middle, all right? So, you know.
So what's that then?
74 million each.
Right.
So they're not going to be short of a few bob. It's really sad, though, isn't it? It's a sad thing. And I think there's a lot being made of people who win a lot of money who then don't find happiness after it.
I think they both will, though.
Well, it got me thinking, and I want you to be 100% honest with yourself here, right? If you won all that money, would you stay with your partner that you're with now? If you won all that money, would you stay? Or would you go?
Are you looking at me?
Yes, Arlene, I'm looking at you.
I would stay with my partner for now.
Right. What about your husband, though? Are you going to stay with him as well?
Oh, no, he's gone. No, I would. I would. Yeah, because I'd want to experience having the freedom to enjoy with my husband.
Yeah.
But as
you can
I say,
enjoy it more
now,
than your own, the way.
Yeah, for now. I mean, I'd be watching him very carefully. One step out of line, and
he's away.
He's history.
That's right. I'm just going to be honest. I would, Mrs. B, she'd be at the house.
No,
yeah,
she'd
be away. Yeah, but I'm having none of that. I'm, all that money, I could go and live.
Your luck's not going to come in twice, though.
Exactly.
That's right. I'm not going to be able to punch above my weight that much again, am I? No, of course I am kidding. But you can never tell, can you? Because you're not in that situation. Only when you have that money.
But they might not have been happy together as a couple before they won the money.
Yeah.
In which case, why money shouldn't be the thing that holds them together.
Right.
And if they think they're going to be happier apart, then they have the financial independence now.
Well, do you know, it's like working with Jerry Springer some mornings. It really
but it's
is.
True. It is very... Divorce, of course, it's sad.
Oh, that was Jerry's final thoughts right
was
there.
It,
yeah, that was
that
good.
Right?
That was a good thing, yeah.
Oh, there they go.
Yeah. So,
voice of wisdom.
If you're in the car right now with your other half,
have that debate.
Have that chat. Off you go. Would you stay or would you go?
Oh,
I think we've opened a big can of worms this morning, haven't we? There's the story about lotto winners. They won £150 million on the Euro Millions a couple of years ago, and they've split up, which it's a sad story, but it did get us thinking, what would you do? Would you split the money evenly and just say, thanks a lot, see ya?
It's been fun, but let's have more fun.
Yeah, or do you stick together? For richer, for poorer, with me, Boogs, I would stay with my husband through anything. Kay from Fife.
Oh, well
Thank
done,
you,
Kay.
Boogie Arlene, my wife once asked me that very question. If I won the lottery, would I still love her? And I said, well, I'd love you, but I'd miss you as well. Arguments in cars up and down the country.
Yep.
Fourth one, hello!
Oh, there's 15 women walking down the M90.
They've all been kicked in the car.
Bye!
Boogie in the morning. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3.